This week on What to Say Wednesday, we're answering the question of what you need to say when a client says, "Santa ate my homework?" Stay tuned. Welcome to the Client Whisperer Show. I'm your host, Tony Banta, and I am the Client Whisperer. I've spent over a decade running multiple six- and seven-figure client businesses, and I've learned that the secret to success in a client business comes down to one thing: leadership. Bad client behavior is the enemy, and with the right curriculum, infrastructure, and mindset, you can lead your clients to great success and scale your business the easy way. Have you gotten this one? Have you? I don't know that I ever have. But we'll dig into it anyway. What do you say when your client says, "Santa ate my homework"? Why would Santa... Yeah, okay, we'll dig into it anyway. So here's a category that I'm lumping this one into. The category of, I have an excuse why I haven't done what I need to do. And in school, classic example of dog ate my homework, right? It doesn't happen as much anymore. Homework's done on iPads and on laptops. But if a client has an excuse and it's the holiday season, let them go. For our clients where they're in timed programs, we actually give them an extra couple weeks around the holidays. We don't even ask any other questions. We just give them a couple extra weeks. We set no expectations around the holidays, and we encourage them to do the same. And why? Because we believe in systems, right? Because we work really hard to implement systems, and we do that in our business as well. I've worked about a half day in... or I will be working maybe a total of like maybe a full day in this Christmas week, all week. Same thing will be true next week, maybe a little bit more than that. And I do that because I'm intentional with the systems that we're putting into place. And so when it comes to clients having excuses, honestly, there should be no reason for excuses. There should be no reason, and you shouldn't be putting your clients in that kind of a position. That's not to say that you can't work with clients over the holidays. You should set up systems in your business to be whatever you want them to be. But when it comes to what your clients need, oftentimes they need some time off. They need some time to breathe. And we as coaches, as leaders, always have to modulate. How much do we want to push? How much do we want to push our clients to do more and more? As opposed to, how much do we want to encourage them to take a break, to lean back into, you know, time with family, time with friends, time to relax and celebrate? And while there's no one right answer to that, the truth is we need to do both. We need to encourage our clients to press that accelerator pedal down more, faster, go. Try harder, try new things. You're capable of even more than you've been showing up lately. We need to encourage our clients in that way. And we also need to encourage our clients to slow down, to take a beat, to do what they need to do so that they can be okay, so that they can enjoy the rest of their life and have fun. So it's the mixture of both of these two ways of working, ways of thinking, that we need to blend. And this is true no matter what we're doing. If we're in an agency kind of a position, same thing's true. Encourage our clients to make intentional decisions about when to turn on ads or off ads and just what they need to do there. If we're in a life coaching sort of an offer, health, wellness, fitness, relationships, the list goes on, same thing. We need to lead our clients to make healthy decisions in this time. I have a client who has a dating offer. And this is a tough time to be dating. It's also a tough time to be alone. And so that requires some extra leadership, because the way in which we think about this, the way in which we approach these times where everyone else is seemingly enjoying and having a great time, that's certainly the image that we get around this season on the movies and in TV shows and YouTube videos and so on. That takes some extra leadership, because the frequency that we tune into, the way that we look at this, if we look at these situations with judgment of why can't I be happy like everyone else, we're actually making it harder to enjoy those times when the outward things that we want do happen and do manifest. If we approach this time with a frequency of gratitude for all of the people around us who are happy and who are healthy and who are doing really well, even if we're not sometimes in some of the areas that we're you know, working, we can be happy that things are going well for so many people, even if our business or our life or our relationships are not exactly the way that we want them to be. And in fact, the more that we tune into that gratitude, the more that we can relax knowing what the future holds with certainty, actually the easier it will be for those things to happen. That, in a nutshell, is manifestation. And while that's not the crux, that shouldn't be the crux of most offers, we should be blending the tactical and our expertise with the mindset, the support, the ways to think about things. It certainly is a big piece of it. It certainly is an accelerant to your client's results. So, if Santa ate their homework, wish him well. Tell him that you hope he enjoyed the meal. And tune in next time on the Client Whisperer Show. Happy holidays, everybody. See you soon.